Okay, it's free view time of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, one of the many, many things I have available on the Patreon. Fancy word for a paywall. That's all that is. It's OnlyFans minus the porno. It's me doing content for you to listen to and enjoy. If you like the free podcast, you will love the Patreon. Here is my free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Saul, I need you. I need you in here, Saul.
Hey, Eric. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Saul, what's going on?
Saul, everybody loves you. Were you in here when Jimmy's mother joined us, or had you not checked in yet?
No, I didn't check in yet.
Okay.
Checked in at 8:10 Eastern time.
It was fantastic. What's going on in your world, Saul?
Well, I just bought my mom a nice present at the dollar store.
Nice.
So, like, you mean like a Mother's Day gift?
Yeah, she's gonna get this cool little thing. It looks like a flower, but it doubles as a plant and a paperweight, so she can use it for her desk and it looks really cool.
Okay, she's gonna love that. Now, let me ask you this, Saul. When you go into the dollar store, are you alone?
Yeah, there's an interesting story. So I called on my lunch hour to, you know, tell them, hey, I'll be coming and all that stuff. But the person that was supposed to help me,
yeah,
they didn't show up. And, you know, they were understaffed. And, you know, a good Samaritan, out of the kindness of her heart, offered to help me. My dad was like, well, I'm not surprised, because dollar stores are not necessarily known for their service, but, you know.
Oh, okay. So you called the store and said, hey, can you help me? And they said, yeah, sure. And then you walk in there and they're like, yeah, screw you. We're not going to help you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, oh, my God. And then when you walked in there, did you say, hey, is my help here?
No, I said, hi, my name is Saul Krishnap. I called earlier requesting assistance, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, who did you speak to? And I told her their name, and they said, oh, well, they left a few hours ago. She didn't even have the authority to take my information, because she was just the cashier and she wasn't even the manager. So, and the assistant manager was there, and she went to bat for me, and she said, I have disabilities too. And she was really kind, and she went outside and talked to her manager, and she said, yeah, oh, well, you know what? I clearly understand. We don't even have a wheelchair button on our door. So.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, you should call like the American Civil Liberties Union on this deal, Saul. That's a bunch of bullshit, if you ask me.
I don't think they need to get involved. I think, cashier seemed to know where I was coming from. And,
right. Now, the person who helped you, did she maybe think that you were attractive? Is there potential that she could be a future love interest?
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, she said she is a teacher, so I guess she could teach me a few things.
Well, yeah, she can. Yeah. There you go, Saul. That's the attitude. That is the attitude. I like that, Saul. Okay. Well, Ben,
teach you where to put it.
Yes, she.
feel for the wet spots, Saul.
Okay. Saul.
All right, I think this is going off the rail.
Yeah, Saul, sorry about that. And sometimes he does that, and that's like, you know, I mean, come on, I don't want to embarrass the guy, for God's sake. All right, Saul, we've got some jokes to go over, buddy. Are you ready?
I think so. We'll see.
Okay, Saul.
We'll see how high. We're setting the bar pretty high tonight, Ben, I think.
Low,
depending on what you think it is.
All right.
I don't think I have much this week.
Last time we did this was on, looks like the April 28th. That was the last time we did the show. So I'm going to go to everything after that. All right. 4 days ago. This is what you wrote, Ben. Maureen is ready to crack up. I was with my grandma when her dog was put down. I was surprised how strong she was. She barely shed a tear. She was surprised how strong I was with a pillow.
Okay, that.
Yeah, I think he's suggesting he killed his grandmother there.
Yeah, I guess that's not a very strong one. Negative one.
Oh, what? Oh, that's
a well-written joke there.
No, it's the kill your grandma joke.
No, her dog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought he killed the grandma. Well, you know me. I never get these jokes.
Yeah.
Me neither, to be honest.
Oh, jeez. Neither do my crowds.
3 days ago, Ben wrote, my girlfriend. Well, it's been a very not an animal friendly show today. We had Ben cracking a joke about killing a dog. And then Chris is a cat murderer, apparently. And that was terrible. I mean, they all hate him. They want him to die. Okay.
I told you I did not participate. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave it at that.
3 days ago, Ben wrote, my girlfriend grew up in a normal home. She has normal goals, relationship, engagement, then marriage. But I grew up in a broken home. God, how long is this? I have goals more like my dad's. Divorce, bachelor life, then orgy with a buffet.
That one, I don't -2.
Everybody's confused. Everybody's confused. Look at Rob. Rob's giving you the look at all those words.
Yeah, it's a
-2. Too wordy.
Oh, just shit. At Fact says brown colored eyes are really blue under a layer of melanin. Ben wrote, then let's scratch away that melanin and make my brown eye blue. So, okay. What do you think about that? That brown eye joke.
Well, that was really a brown noser. -3.
Oh. All right, the joke judge has spoken. Smiling makes you look younger. Ben wrote, "That depends on your teeth." Terrible.
Okay. Well.
Ben, did you like that joke? Saul?
No.
Okay. It's another shitty joke. Kyle's on some type of edible, so he finds these fun. No, you're not today? Okay. Saul, have you ever consumed an edible?
No, I was just talking about this with somebody last weekend. I have not.
Is this something that you're thinking about doing?
Well, if it's in a brownie, then definitely yes.
Ooh. What this would do is this might make you feel different than you're used to if you consume an edible.
Well, I'm gonna do what they did in the '60s and turn on some music and see how I feel.
Okay.
After I consume it.
Okay, nice. Listen to me. Now, would your mother need to know? You know, because you're an adult, or would she be upset at you? Because I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Because
yeah, I don't think she would be, but of course I don't want to hold anything back from them. I'd tell them nonetheless what I do.
Oh, you'd let them know, say, hey mom, I'm gonna go get stoned. Okay.
Nice.
Well, you just let me know if you need any type. Well, hell, you can just go and buy them just like you did at the dollar store.
Yeah, I think my friend said it would be handier to have someone there with you just in case you don't know how you're going.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Definitely. So, you know, I know you've got tons of stoner friends, Saul, and and you should just have them take you there, and then you can purchase some gummies that have THC in them. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app. And oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock.
I would just bite off a foot or something and don't take the whole thing.
Yeah, because they say that some of those are pretty potent, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you like, you know how like when you eat gummies now that aren't laced with THC, you eat like a handful of them. If you were to eat a handful of those, you'd be stoned for like 5 months. Saul?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yes. I thought he dropped out.
I'm here.
Okay.
I was trying to think of stoner friends. I don't really have any stoner friends.
Okay. Well, if you need anybody to look at Steve. Stevie right now, has some type of product. I don't know if she purchased them at a store or she made them herself. Stevie, what happened there?
These were gifted to me. They're cookies. They're, I think they're like cherry or strawberry.
Uh-huh.
But they were gifted to me by a friend.
Okay. So if you got those to Saul, he could now.
These would fuck Saul up. Big time.
Yeah.
So he would have to eat like a quarter of one of them.
Okay.
They're like the size, Sal. They're like the size of an Oreo cookie, Sal.
Saul. Sorry. Call him Sal.
Saul, sorry.
Did you eat one before you started watching the show?
I haven't eaten any of them. I only got three and that's what's left.
When you consume an edible, does it affect your libido?
You can't. It's like beating a dead horse. You know, I'm on antidepressants too.
I beat a dead horse every week.
I bet so you too.
It doesn't improve or decrease.
No,
it doesn't do anything to your libido.
No.
Okay.
No, but I have a CBD lubricant that helps with decreased pain.
Ooh. There you go.
I have a question.
Yeah. Bigger the better.
Question.
So are you suggesting
get that fist in there?
Saul, I'm sorry you have to hear this discussion.
Wait, I have a question, Eric.
Yeah, Rob, please.
Ben said he beats a dead horse every week. Is dead horse your dick?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Now, that's a joke. Okay, that's a joke right there.
Yeah, all right.
What does Saul think of that joke?
So, Saul, I apologize. This is getting off the rails.
Hey, Eric, can I...
So Saul,
Jimmy, you have a question or a comment to make to Saul?
Yeah, I was going to show you these. I buy these. They're it's a company called High Tide.
Yeah,
and they're
you can't see them.
They're
he's blind. He can't see anything.
They're gummies. They're like just like little squares, and
How many milligrams?
It's a package of five, and there's 100 milligrams in the whole package. So each one's about 25.
Oh,
and,
God, that would fuck him up, probably.
Yeah. You can take
a quarter.
Saul, listen to me. Saul, I want you to know something. Everybody here is a great resource. So there's a lot flying at you. I realize that.
But we're worried about you, Saul.
We need you to put the phone on speaker and go talk to your mom. Whoa. That was a good fart. And we need you to go talk to your mother about this so that we can hear it.
Oh, God. You really want me to do this? You really want me to march my computer in here?
No. I don't know. Saul, did you just happen to hear that fart, Saul?
Yes, it sounded like the Mike Francesa fart that you played a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's what that was. Ben just farted on the mic.
Yeah. That's a plus one right there.
Yeah, I think he gets points for the fart.
All right.
All right, listen up, Saul. At Fact wrote 10 signs she's not into you. If you notice number three, it's time to move on. And Ben wrote, she slaps you harder than Will Smith.
Okay. That's domestic violence territory. -4.5.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez. That was -1.5 points.
Yeah.
Saul's not really into that, man. You got to understand. You got to play to the strengths of your audience. Saul is.
Yeah, what was for farting? That was what you got credit for, I guess.
Puns only.
Saul, you have a sister and a brother, correct?
Yeah. Actually, I have twins, two sets of twins.
Wait a minute.
Brother and then a sister was also a twin.
So does that mean I'm confused?
Four siblings?
You have four siblings or three?
Four.
You have four. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Out of the five of the Krishifs, who has the best farts?
Wait. Okay. It's three, including me. So four. Anyway. I think mom does.
Oh, mom. Mom has the best farts. Are you sure they're coming out of her butt?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. They're definitely coming out of the butt because they don't sound like this.
Okay, Saul. Listen to me. We got to focus here.
She's been taking some of that.
My CBD mom and Harry, lube. Who you met, probably.
I'm sorry?
My mom and my brother Harry, who you met, probably have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I love Harry, by the way. He's fantastic. Here we go. Elephants are scared of bees. B-E-E-S. Ben wrote, in school, I was scared of Fs.
Okay. That's a pretty good one.
All right.
-2.5.
You gave him 2 points.
Double meaning.
All right.
All right. This last one's wordy. Last,
yeah.
It's not going to bode well for Saul.
Well, hey, you know what? You don't know that, Ben.
I do know.
This is another one of Ben's wordy jokes. Ben writes, what's worse? Being Jeffrey Epstein and killing yourself for having sex with children, or being me and wanting to kill myself because of wanting to have sex with children. And then he wrote, I've got it worse. He got to do both. I'm kidding. I don't want to do both. I don't want to kill myself. So,
okay.
So Ben,
that is a very dark joke.
Yeah, you hear that, Saul? He's saying he wants to pork a kid, Saul.
-3. That's where you finish it.
You can't have sex with children. That's...
Don't worry about it, Ben. That's your best ever.
I got to delete that from Twitter.
That's okay. Now that gives you, even though Rob really loved that, they give you a -5.5 on the round. We learned a lot here. We learned bet that Saul is not having it. We heard about the whole farts thing, the whole edibles thing. That was all pivotal content.
Yes.
Holy cow. Impressive.
Tell you what, if you don't listen to the end of these episodes, you're missing out.
You are missing out. Okay, that's it. Thank you for listening. If you want my full show, why'd I say it like that? You want my full show? If you want the full show, is what I meant to say, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Bye-bye.